WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Department of Transportation has issued an advisory for motorists who drive through the intersection of FM 2818 and FM 1179. This morning at 8:30, traffic on Harvey Mitchell will be moved to newly constructed lanes on the West Frontage Road. Also, traffic signals will be moving to the intersection of the newly constructed Frontage Road. A Houston woman who lost her campaign for A&M Yale leader has entered a plea agreement in a Brazos County criminal case. 21-year-old Samantha Ketchum, who was arrested in May of last year, accused of stealing two bicycles owned by university police, agreed to be placed on what's called deferred adjudication. If she successfully completes one-year probation, which includes performing 60 hours of community service, she will not be convicted of misdemeanor theft. From district court, a jury has started hearing from defense witnesses in the murder trial of Travis Carroll. The 20-year-old Bryan man is scheduled to testify after his girlfriend and his father took the stand. Carroll is accused of being one of three men participating in the death of Billy Menard Jr. at his Bryan apartment nearly 2 years ago. A Bryan man given probation for setting fire to an apartment building and slashing tires of five vehicles more than 4 years ago is headed to prison. A Brazos County judge this week pulled the probation of 31-year-old Stephen Garrett. Court records show he was arrested a month ago for interfering with a 911 call. Garrett pleaded guilty to setting a fire in March of 2009 at the Brookside Apartments in Bryan by igniting toilet paper soaked in alcohol and placing it inside a window. No one was injured. His original sentence was 10 years in prison, and he had completed 3 years of a five-year probation term when he was arrested. A College Station man arrested in late March, accused of participating in an armed robbery last November, is back in jail. 21-year-old Brandon Bowles is charged with two more aggravated robberies northeast of Dallas in Hunt County. Bond in those cases was set at $200,000. The historic LaSalle Hotel in downtown Bryan has a new owner.
City officials have announced the sale to local developer Paul Clark's Hospitality Group. The $2.6 million sale price allows the city to pay off its current loan, and returning the LaSalle to private hands means property tax revenue for the city, county, and school district. The hotel was purchased in 1996, then renovated as part of downtown revitalization efforts. The city took out a $3.2 million loan that was matched by over $1 million in historic tax credit equity and almost $2 million in bank financing. After more than 20 years of being vacant, the 55-room hotel reopened in September 2000. 10 years later, there was a $638,000 facelift. While the city owned the property, a private management firm was hired to run the LaSalle. Each of the last 2 years, the city received more than $125,000 from hotel operations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For 10 years, local government officials have been pursuing high-speed passenger rail service through Bryan College Station. A consultant reported this week it's more likely the route will be between Houston and Dallas. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who announced she's running for re-election, says the city spent $280,000 on the recruitment effort before ending payments 2 years ago.
I'm not real gung-ho about this. I don't like to spend good money after bad.
Brazos County Commissioner Kenny Mallard continues to lobby for the local connection.
We feel like that we have something to offer, obviously, with our world-class university, the bio corridor, so many things going on here in Brazos County and the surrounding counties that we feel like it would make sense to put in a station here.
Mallard says the Central Japan Railroad Company, which has an office in Houston, continues to study where to build a bullet train that carries up to 1,000 passengers at 300 miles per hour. The Texas House for the second time has approved new abortion clinic regulations. A final vote in the state Senate could be held as early as tomorrow. Senator Charles Schwertner is a member of the Health and Human Services Committee that has already held another round of hearings.
On Monday, over 16 hours, about 500 people testified, and it went till 2 a.m. I'm pleased to report it was a very open and transparent process and an orderly process as well.
Hundreds of protesters who were in the Capitol Monday and Tuesday were nowhere to be found yesterday when the House voted mostly along party lines for increased regulations. In the next few days, the U.S. House may be considering a new farm bill that involves only farm programs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says House leadership recently decided to remove food stamps for separate consideration.
Now, the farm groups need to be careful about saying that they're not going to approve the farm bill, this new farm bill that's an ag bill only, because I think they may wind up with nothing. And so that if I were in the shoes of the American Farm Bureau, for instance, I'd be trying to get behind this and not be fighting it, because they may wind up with a big goose egg.
The number of people on food stamps exceeds the number of full-time employees in the private sector. Record-breaking crowds attended this year's 4th of July celebration at George Bush Library and Museum. Marketing and Communications Director Will King says attendance jumped by 400 more attendees than last year, which had the previous record number of guests.
Well, we had about 5,400 people total through the museum. Outside, it's a little harder to tell how many people showed up for the event itself, as we don't take tickets or anything like that for it, but we do know that it was a great crowd that stuck around to see the Brazos Valley Symphony and the fireworks that evening.
King says he thinks the celebration is something that people look forward to each year, and he's looking forward to it being even bigger and better next year. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 80 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partly to mostly sunny and warm today. Highs 95 to 100. We'll see whether or not we can squeeze out an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine and very warm tomorrow. Highs will probably reach 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows 75 to 80. Sunny and very warm during the day Saturday. Highs are probably going to range from about 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:13. Let's go to Austin. John Rainey joins us. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Good.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Let's turn the clock back to earlier this week. The House went ahead and took action on the abortion bill. Tell me how that went in the House and kind of what the demeanor was around the Capitol.
Well, the demeanor was mixed. I'll just say that there are high emotions on both sides of that issue. It was pretty calm. A number of DPS were around to make sure that was correct, and there was no disruption in the House. It pretty well went along party lines, and Republicans voted for the bill, and Democrats voted against it. I suspect the major reason some of the Democrats voted against it was not the 5 months or 20 weeks situation, but perhaps they're concerned over closing some of the clinics.
And let's, you know, I want to speak to that for just a second, because was there any discussion about separating those two things? Because obviously the old questions always come up. If these facilities close, then women would be forced into less safe situations if they're going to go ahead and have a procedure. And so that has to be something that's taken into account.
I was not on that committee that heard that bill, so I don't know exactly what all went down. But the author, they were trying to get the same bill through both sides of the Senate and the House. And so, basically, there were no amendments.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been done that way, and maybe that would have been better. I don't know. But this is what we got. I am confident, I guess you'd say, that I just can't stand the thought of an abortion of a five-month-old baby or five-month along in the pregnancy. That's frightening to me and hurtful, considering what I've been through in my life, so
mm-hmm.
I won't go any further than that.
Sure.
It's kind of scary to me.
I understand. Well, all right, let's move forward then, because obviously there are other things on the call for the special session, and being on appropriations, you're going to start addressing that today?
Well, we hope so. We're meeting at 1 o'clock. We had a hearing, I guess it was, forget what day it's what. It was Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And we heard some options. There were four or five different options laid out. I think we're going to come up maybe with a hybrid. I'm not certain exactly what it's going to be, and won't know until after the committee has met and a vote has been taken. But I believe that what's going to happen is that we're going to take the 25% of the gasoline tax that goes to education and send that to TxDOT. And then we'll make that up by taking an equal amount out of the monies that would go to the Economic Stabilization Fund or Rainy Day Fund and put that in education so that it would be a wash. But one of the things that we've been trying to do all along is make everything more transparent, and people think they're paying 20 cents for highways, and they're really not, because 5 cents of that goes to education. So we're going to try to clean that up a little and make sure that education is made whole and that more money goes to transportation.
So in other words, things that would have ended up going into the rainy day fund won't need to, because there's money in there for right now, and y'all seem to feel comfortable.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I still think that for at least the foreseeable future that will continue to grow. But I was concerned all along about taking money out of the rainy day fund as a ongoing process and putting it into transportation, because all businesses all my life gone up and down, up and down, up and down, and I didn't think it was a stable source.
Sure.
So that's what I think is going to happen, and I also think that we may have an opportunity to take the at least a quarter of the growth in the automobile sales tax and direct it toward transportation. Those are things that have been thrown out there. You never know what's going to happen in committee.
That's why you do it. So anyway, we should have some sort of a better feel for that by middle of the afternoon than today.
I would think so. I don't know. Well, it won't be voted on today, I'm sure of that. Mm-hmm. But we will know probably before 1 o'clock or before 2 o'clock what is going to come out of appropriations. And then it'll have to set over for 24 hours. Probably won't be heard until Tuesday of next week.
Okay. All right. Then we'll look forward to that, and we'll be able to talk to you next week. John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays when the House is in session, be it special session or regular session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
That's John Rainey, state rep. We'll visit with Kyle Cassell tomorrow. Our visit with John Rainey is brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. The total solution with copiers and printers, scanning and retrieval. Dayhill offers managed print services, complete IT service solutions. You can contact your local Dayhill rep at 774-2200 today. Art Hughes joins us in just a minute.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Art Hughes joins us this morning from the Bryan City Council. How are you doing, Councilman?
I'm doing well, Scott.
Okay, y'all are kind of getting out of the real estate business, at least one chunk of it.
That's correct. We're headed in the right direction.
You know, we were discussing off the air this morning, as we look back at this, that was a really controversial thing when y'all got into the hotel business, and cities traditionally don't want to be in the property business. But I know that the school of thought was that the city kind of needed to get moving. You needed to make sure that you didn't have a 6-7-story building that was empty for a long time to continue to be empty.
That's correct. I think I wasn't super involved at that that time in city business, but my initial thought was that's kind of a foolish thing for the city to do to buy the LaSalle. But I have to say, LaSalle's become the icon of downtown, and without it, I don't think we'd be where we are today down there.
And you've got a local company who's bought it, so that's a good thing. Then you basically step out of it debt-free.
That's correct.
Right. Let's talk about...
And it goes back on the tax rolls.
Yeah, good point. That's true. You start generating some revenue there. There have been some staffing changes as far as fire is concerned. I'd like to go ahead and get your thoughts on that.
Okay. You're talking about the increase in staffing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have been visiting with the fire chief, Randy McGregor, and he's been harping on this ever since he became chief. We certainly wanted to do what our first responders want us to do, if at all possible. And I think he has a reasonable request. It's expensive. You know, when you talk about just adding one man per truck, you think, well, you know, what's that? How many trucks we got? But that's one man, that's three men per day plus make vacation time might mean four men per day per truck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's I think in the it's over $1 million we're talking about, maybe $2 million. But we're not doing that right now, but we're certainly we're certainly headed in that direction.
Well, I don't think it's controversial. First responders, most people believe that's one of the basic needs that a city ought to provide. But that is part of the budget. The budget process goes on. Where are we right now as far as the budget situation?
Well, of course, we had the presentation in our workshop this week, and all the I personally think the budget process is in good shape right now. We're not expecting increases in rates as far as the taxes. We've got a lot of positive things happening in Bryan, and we think that's going to generate additional revenues for the city. So our expectation is the taxes are not going to increase. The rates for services, we don't expect increases maybe for 5 years. It's a little hard to project that far ahead, but the indications are that we'll be in good shape for the next 5 years.
Well, and again, you got more rooftops coming in, and it's positive from that standpoint. Let's talk about a couple of issues that people are interested in. One, the tattoo parlor. You happen to be the only member of council who voted against that. So as one member of council, kind of expand a little bit on your thoughts as why you don't want to have a tattoo parlor in downtown.
Okay. Well, I think in a nutshell, I'm just, you know, I don't think it'll add anything to downtown. It's not something that I would like to see down there. But like I said at the meeting, though, if we have to have one down there, I think we have the right one. We have done some investigation on the ownership and the operation that this particular owner, his shop in the area now, and we know that he runs a good business, but it's just my personal feeling. The reason I voted against it is I did not think it was in keeping with what I'd like to see downtown become.
It's what you're hired to do, vote how you feel about it.
That's right.
What would you say, one of the things that you're doing is making sure that there's not another tattoo parlor within a 1 mile radius of this location. Is that not legislatively giving him a monopoly in downtown Bryan?
Legislatively?
Well, I mean, y'all, by ordinance, you basically say nobody can be within a mile of him, so that gives him that location all to himself. So are you giving him a monopoly?
Well, I don't think you'd consider it a monopoly unless it was throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anytime you separate businesses by geographic distance, well, you know, you are giving them a monopoly for that area. I withdraw that word, giving a monopoly, but you're giving them an area that they can operate in. And this is not for their benefit. I think this is for the benefit of the citizens of Bryan, who we don't want to see any kind of businesses lined up next door to each other. But in essence, that's probably the reason I wasn't more vocal about being against the tattoo parlor, is because I knew we would only have one in the downtown area.
So let's fast forward 10 years down the road, and ABC subdivision, whatever it happens to be, has a strip center, and somebody wants to put a tattoo parlor in there, and those citizens don't want to have a tattoo parlor there. Are we going to have to go through this process again all over the city?
I can't answer that.
What I'm saying is, by taking that action, do you end up setting yourself up for this to have happen over and over again? As some, and again, we're talking a tattoo parlor. It may be something else next time, but citizenry then coming to council saying, protect us from having this business, whatever it happens to be, come in near our subdivision, for instance.
Mm-hmm. I think so. My concern is that there are some tattoo parlors that are not run as well as the one that we've been dealing with. I don't know how difficult that's going to be to keep those out of the new areas that you're talking about.
I see that there's some ramifications that could come from that. The other thing I'm interested in is the Downtown Bryan Association came and asked you for a little bit more money. And then the first thing that they did is they hired a full-time executive director. Now, they hired her at $34,000. Days later, her salary was raised to $65,000. I mean, I'm going to be blunt here. That sounds like the fix was in. That concerns me that all this happened in such quick succession that there had already been some promises made, and the city ends up financing this promise to hire a new, and it's a full-time executive director, mm-hmm. but this all happened awfully fast, and then they're going to ask for $165,000 in the next fiscal year. And I'm a proponent of Downtown Bryan as much as anybody, but suddenly this is going to end up being a true expense, and I think things happen pretty quickly. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Okay. Well, I have some insight in the Downtown Business Association. I was involved with the Queen Theater, so I sat in on a lot of those meetings. The Downtown Business Association, and this is my assessment of this, has been kind of a feel good, make the merchants down there, make them happy, keep them happy. But now the Downtown Business Association is going to, at least the plan is for them to take charge of the Reds Festival, to operate it, to manage it. And also, downtown's getting to the point where we need somebody. We need an organization down there that represents downtown and that manages downtown. So I think we need that. We need to crank up the motor a little bit on the DBA. I think they need a good, strong head person down there. And Hopefully they have the right one. And I personally am in favor of that funding. If for nothing else, to handle the Reds Festival, that'll be less of a burden on the city of Bryan.
Sure. Anything we didn't cover? Anything on your radar that you'd like to talk about?
No, only that we do have a Reds Festival coming up.
We do.
And it's September 27th and 28th. And a lot of people be glad to hear that we're not going to have the fence up this time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no admission to the Reds Festival except on Saturday night when Steve Warner, who is a five-time Grammy Award winner, his performance, there will be a $5 admission charge.
He's great, too. Just, oh, by the way, just personally, I think that was a tremendous election. Yeah, that's good. Really good.
Well, I'm sure he's happy you said that.
Art Hughes from the Bryan City Council, thanks for joining us this morning, Art. It's 8:33, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got the news right around the corner.
A rise in pink slips. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The Labor Department says that there were 360,000 first-time jobless claims last week. That was 16,000 more than the week before. Meantime, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke yesterday about the ongoing stimulus program, and the worldwide response was positive. European markets all higher in today's trading, as were Asian markets, which finished higher, including the Nikkei, which was up about 0.5%. NASDAQ futures are up 25 points. S&P 500 futures have gained 15. Following its recent purchase of local TV's 19 television stations, Tribune says it plans to spin off its publishing arm, which includes the LA Times and Chicago Tribune, into a separate company, while putting more focus on its profitable TV business. And the latest survey from CareerBuilder tells us that the job market should stay steady through the end of the year, with an increase in temporary employment positions available. Some of the best opportunities will be found at the Technology Center, but there should also be work for those in banking and healthcare. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The last of three men facing a murder charge from a shooting at a Bryan apartment almost 2 years ago is scheduled to testify. 20-year-old Travis Carroll of Bryan and the jury heard yesterday from his father and his girlfriend. Carroll's accused of participating in the death of Billy Menard Jr. 3 months after losing her bid to become the first female Yale leader at A&M, a Houston woman was arrested after being accused of stealing two bicycles belonging to university police. Yesterday, 21-year-old Samantha Ketchum entered a plea agreement where she was placed on probation for 1 year. If she meets all conditions, which include 60 hours community service, the deferred adjudication means she will not have a conviction on her record. One of three people accused of an armed robbery the week after Thanksgiving last year at an apartment at College Station is back in jail. 21-year-old Brandon Bowles of College Station was arrested this week on warrants from Hunt County, northeast of Dallas. Bond was set at $200,000 on charges of two additional aggravated robberies. A Bryan man is off to prison after completing 3 years of a 5-year probation agreement. 31-year-old Stephen Garrett was arrested last month for interfering with a 911 call. 3 days later, Garrett was charged with violating conditions of the probation agreement, including failure to write letters of apology and not paying off restitution and court costs. Garrett was sentenced to 10 years for setting a fire and slashing tires of 5 vehicles at the Brookside Apartments in Bryan, which occurred in March of 2009. There are mixed opinions about whether to continue paying consultants to bring high-speed passenger rail service to Bryan College Station. Supporters include Brazos County Commissioner Kenny Mallard, who compares this to the opportunity 60 years ago to have Interstate 45.
Our good city fathers at that time said they certainly didn't want any crazy road running through their county. And I think we've suffered from that greatly by not having an interstate road system come through our area.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who joined Mallard and others in a joint meeting earlier this week, says the city stopped financial contributions the year before last.
College Station has been paying them since 2002, and we stopped in 2011 because we weren't seeing much. Mm-hmm. So we have paid $280,000 and have seen nothing yet.
Berry said this week's update indicated the likely route will go between Houston and Dallas. Berry also confirmed she is running for re-election. The property tax base in Bryan is growing by $2.6 million.
The city-owned LaSalle Hotel is returning to the property tax rolls, being sold to a local developer. City officials say the sale price allows the current loan to be paid off. The downtown landmark was purchased 17 years ago for $6 million, half through a federal loan and the rest from bank financing and historic building tax credits. The 55-room hotel reopened in September 2000 after being vacant for more than 20 years. In March 2010, there was a grand reopening following a $638,000 renovation. While the city was the owner, a private management company was hired to run the hotel. Each of the last 2 years, the city received more than $125,000 in operating revenue. The new owner, Paul Clark's Hospitality Group, plans to reposition the LaSalle as a 4 or 5 diamond destination hotel, adding amenities including event facilities, accommodating large and small groups, along with a wine cellar. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Republican members of the U.S. House spent a couple of hours behind closed doors yesterday going over their options on immigration legislation. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the goal was to come up with a strategy heading into a House-Senate conference committee.
There are some folks in the Republican caucus that won't vote for any immigration bill related to, of any type. And so I think the leadership's going to have to determine, do you craft something where you get Democratic votes or do you just not do anything?
Flores says there is no majority support for a path to citizenship, but there may be a way to pass probationary legal status that might result in citizenship. More than 500 witnesses over 2 days told members of a Texas Senate committee what they thought of increased regulations of abortion providers. Senator Charles Schwertner, who is a member of the Health and Human Services Committee, credits leadership, staff, and the DPS for the improved conduct inside of the Capitol.
The sense this time around is that it's a respectful process. There's an order to it. There's a process that we do need to get the input of citizens and allow them to express their opinions and their views. I think what we're going through this time around is has been appropriate.
When the Texas House approved legislation Wednesday morning, there was no evidence of the hundreds of protesters who were there earlier in the week. The 15th year of holding the I Love America celebration at George Bush Library boasted record numbers last week. Marketing and Communications Director Will King says 5,400 people came through the museum and enjoyed free admission. Meanwhile, large crowds ate a full pickup bed of watermelons and stayed for the music and fireworks.
I think this is one of the events that people look forward to every year. You know, people know July 4th, come to the Bush Library, and I think each year that we've only, in partnership with the College Station New Lions, added more and more things to it and better quality entertainment as well.
King thanks all of the partners that made it such a success. And another piece of highway construction in West Bryan is completed. This morning at 8:30, traffic on Harvey Mitchell at West Villa Maria will be moved to a newly built West Frontage Road, and traffic signals will also be relocated to the new intersection. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 82 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 840 is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Partly to mostly sunny and warm today. Highs 95 to 100. We'll see whether or not we can squeeze out an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine and very warm tomorrow. Highs will probably reach 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows 75 to 80. Sunny and very warm during the day Saturday. Highs are probably going to range from about 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Have we seen Mr. Downs yet this morning?
I don't believe we have.
Why?
Well, just, you know, haven't talked to him in a long time. It was, 2 days ago? I don't even know if he's in town. It's so hard to keep track of him now.
All right. Well, he's area man.
I know. He is. It's,
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. It's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, is Mr. Downs in this morning?
He hasn't made it in yet.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right. Did you put the phone on Do Not Disturb this morning?
I did.
Good.
First thing this morning, because otherwise he would have called me. Because I have a story to talk to him about, which I think is pretty interesting, but we'll see. Okay, so do we believe in karma? I mean, do we believe in karma?
I don't.
Okay. This is justice, I'll say this. A West Seattle woman who had a couple of items stolen from her car last month quickly discovered that the thief had inadvertently exchanged the loot for something of his own. Yep, that would be his smartphone. So, scrolling through the list of contacts, Eliza Webb stumbled upon Mom. Mom was in the phone.
So gave
Mom a call. Quote, "This is very uncomfortable, this phone call I'm making," she said, recalling telling the 19-year-old suspect's mom, "I have your son's phone, and I'm missing some things out of my car, and I think the two might be related."
Oh.
Ha ha! Obviously, the teen's mom was devastated. Well, along with her husband, then Miss Webb drove to the teen's house to pick up her stuff. She said, "We knocked on the door," and he answered and just kind of had this defeated look on his face. Webb learned that the kid and a buddy had hit about 10 other unlocked cars in her neighborhood out of boredom after a night of drinking.
Aww.
She offered him a compromise. Give her back the stuff that he stole and help her track down the other victims, and she wouldn't call the cops. So they gathered the second suspect from his house, and they set off basically on an apology tour. They knocked on every door in the cul-de-sac to find the people that they burgled, and they apologized to
them. Wow.
I think bringing the police and the courts into something like this could have a long-term devastating consequence for kids, she said. I wanted to meet him, talk to his parents, and see if there might be another way. I felt that if I could get him to own up to what he had done and understand what the consequences were, it could be a much better outcome. And I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that worked out. Sometimes you go in and the parents would probably get all over you because, after all, their little cupcake would never do anything
no.
like that. But again, pretty much when you got the phone, you know, it is what it is. So we'll see. Kev, you do a fine job in sports.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. What did I forget?
Oh, are you talking about the Ashes? The coming of the Ashes? Is that what you're going to talk about?
Oh, no. What?
That's cricket.
Yeah. Oh. It's the coming of the Ashes. It's the annual game of Australia versus the UK.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Bunch of people who talk funny.
Well, never mind then.
No. It is the wife-carrying world's championships
yep.
in Helsinki, Finland.
Yes, sir.
Couples race around an 800-foot obstacle course with the wife being carried upside down. They have to carry him a special way. The women's legs remain clasped around the husband's neck the entire race. Contestant Matt Whitco from England says his real wife was forced to drop out at the last minute, but he was quickly inundated with offers from other women willing to be carried.
Does it count because he's not really his wife that
yeah,
way?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. He ended up with a wife who was borrowed from a good friend. In the end, Whitco and his wife, so to speak, came in third behind contestants from Estonia and Finland. Thousands of people flocked to the event each year. Was inspired by the 19th century Finnish legend about wives being stolen from neighboring villages. Once again, they carry them 800 feet, which is a ways.
And it's usually an obstacle course.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a ways. Now, and again, Matt, and I don't know what Matt's real wife's size or dimensions or whatever might be, but I mean, if you think about that, that could have a real effect on what you would want your alternate wife to be. You know, because I mean, there are a couple of ways to look at it. If she's a little thing, then obviously he's not going to want to go with somebody who's a little bit puffy. But by the same token, if Matt's wife was a little bit on the hefty side, that's kind of like swinging a lead bat in the batter circle, you know. Makes it a lot easier if you go find
he practices with a heavier woman.
Sure, exactly. Well, if the heavier woman's his wife, yeah, and then goes ahead and does that. But anyway, just thinking. Don't know. We'll see how all that works out. Restaurant owner in Australia has invented a brand new letter for the English alphabet.
Yeah, the
exactly. Paul Mathis simply combined a T and an H into one letter. The resulting character looks exactly like what you would expect, a T with an arch coming off of it. He says the new letter makes the th, th, okay, like this and that.
I thought that was already a letter.
Yeah. In shorthand.
In shorthand it is, right. And phonetics, they have that. Now Paul just needs to convince all the English-speaking nations in the world to accept it. And again, as long as he doesn't charge, right? I mean, as long as he doesn't copyright it and ask to be paid money every time it's used, then, you know, there's
Well, he spent like $37,000 to get it, to make the letter of his own money, yeah.
Does it make both of the sounds?
Well, this and that be the
I mean, like
one.
Theta.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not talking about theta very often. Or Thedra either, which was that Lee Hazelwood, you know. Remember that?
Or Thessalonians.
Yeah, all of those. Not sure. What did he spend $37,000 on?
To develop the letter.
Are you sure he didn't sit down, spend $30,000 on beer, and drew it on a napkin?
Yeah, exactly, like Southwest Airlines.
The summer is heating up, and what better way to beat the heat than with one of Subway's summer favorites? Right now, stop by one of your local participating Subways and get a 6-inch summer favorite for only $4. Treat yourself to a 6-inch tuna on wheat bread with all your favorite veggies like spinach, tomato, and olives. Or try the cool, crisp, refreshing taste of a 6-inch chicken salad with lettuce, cucumber, and peppers. A perfect way to fight off the heat of the day. Do your taste buds a favor and try the 6-inch seafood sensation with just the right blend of crab and Alaskan pollock, fresh off the dock. It's all just $4. Still hungry? Then add chips and a drink to any summer favorite 6-inch sub to make it a meal. Stop by your local Subway restaurant and try one of our summer favorites today for just $4. Summer never tasted so good. Available at participating locations, valid for a limited time only. Excludes premium and supreme subs. Additional charges for extras may not be combined with any other offer. Subway, eat fresh.
Learn to decorate a cake like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the beginner's fondant class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for some fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private party. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Good morning, about 10 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. We didn't have time to do this yesterday. The San Antonio man who faces criminal charges after he accidentally shot his girlfriend.
No, I didn't hear this.
While aiming the weapon at his ex-girlfriend. The man's ex-girlfriend had unexpectedly arrived at his house. They had words. He went to get his shotgun. Wow! I was thinking a pistol. He's serious.
No, he got the heavy armory out.
Yeah, and his current girlfriend tried to intervene. The gun went off. The girlfriend was shot in the chest, but she's recovering in a hospital. No word on what the ex-girlfriend did after the gunshot went off. Police charged the boyfriend with aggravated assault, although initially they were unsure if the man would be charged with a crime at all. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? But anyway, it's Texas, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you could still be charged with negligence.
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. So anyway, wonder what they were arguing about.
Who knows?
Yeah, it could have been almost anything. Man, while we're talking about guns, a man in Iowa currently in the hospital recovering from an injury he sustained after a tree he was using for target practice fired back at him. According to initial reports, 27-year-old Logan Bunn was shooting a tree outside his home near his home when one of the bullets ricocheted and struck him in an unspecified body part. Don't know where. Non-threatening, though, as far as non-life threatening. Authorities still investigating the bizarre accident. They say that no foul play is suspected. So.
Yeah, ricochets happen.
I guess.
Don't shoot at a tree.
A guy in England was playing a frightening prank on his sleeping girlfriend. James Williams spent weeks crafting a life-size papier-mâché ghost.
I watched the video of this.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, really?
In a mean, ugly
way. I was going to say, you weren't part of it,
no.
Right?
No.
Okay.
Is it as bad as the kid dressed like a ghost coming out of the elevator wall?
Well, he created a scene from the movie The Ring, if you've seen that.
Oh, no.
While his lady was asleep. William said, I just wanted to see how my girlfriend would react to a ghost coming out of the TV trying to grab hold of her.
Is she still his girlfriend?
Shrieked out in epic fashion, they say. Caught on video. How many views had it had? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Okay. Now, this is something else that you can go do, and you can do it in 8 minutes. You can't do it now, because if you do and you touch your computer keys, your fingers will fall off. I'm just letting you know. But tourists in a safari in South Africa's Kruger National Park, who thought they were witnessing the harsh realities of nature, when they spotted a herd of impalas being chased down by two cheetahs. Then they were dumbstruck when the impalas turned around, came back, and actually dove into one of the idling cars. They got video of this. The impala jumped into the car. After the coast was clear, the impala hopped out and trotted away.
Wow.
And it is. They run it for you in slow motion. Whole thing runs about 3 minutes, so you can have a look at it. My thought is, what if the cheetah had decided to follow the impala into the car? Because the window was open and just jumped in, which it obviously could have done. Nonetheless, just letting you know. Other things about animals and stuff, you know, it's the Pamplona running of the bulls thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our gore board today, total 15 injured. Nobody gored yet. Now, you know, if we're not going to have a goring, this isn't going to be good. I mean, isn't that the whole idea?
One would think.
By the way, here's today's lesson about don't let your toddler play with your smartphone. 14-month-old Sorella Stout opened the eBay app on her dad's phone and started clicking around, just seeing what she could find. Well, what she found was a car. Yeah, she found a car.
She bought a car?
Next thing you know, Dad is getting a congratulatory email from eBay telling him that he is the winning bidder on that 1962 Austin Healey Sprite.
Oh, so a cheap car,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, the car only cost $225. And she didn't accidentally buy the $38,000 Porsche that he was looking at. The surprised dad decided to keep the car, even though he said he really couldn't afford it. A U.S. American, oh, keep it, I can't afford it, but golly, I guess I ought to do that.
Well, no. Wait a minute, he was looking at a $38,000 Porsche.
Really? Yeah. You know, that's an excellent point.
The $2,000 Austin Healey's kind of a drop in the...
$225.
Oh, the $200.
Yeah. And he's looking at the $38,000 Porsche. He says he'll work on restoring it. With what money? Start a web page on a fundraiser site.
Oh.
If he can get it restored by the time Sorella turns 16, then he'll make it a birthday present for her. Since the toddler bought the car, he activated the facial recognition technology on his phone. If this ain't me, then don't turn it on.
Norma G Tractor. Wow. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 30 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company, or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Well, once again, they get all the good studies at other universities. We never get these here. Interesting fact about how women and men describe themselves and others while drunk. The study came out of Buffalo State University of New York.
Are there a lot of drunks there?
I don't know.
Is there to do in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Eat buffalo wings.
Women tend to use terms such as buzzed or tipsy. Men prefer using hammered or wasted.